Alrighty, everyone, welcome back to the Korean Cowboys podcast.
Yes, 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 we are back with one less arm slash hand this time.
Yes, as you guys can see.
We're down a limb.
Yes, but we are down a limb.
But not down on content. Don't get it twisted.
So we are back with another fun and exciting topic for you guys this week. And this is a topic that we actually got a request to do from some of our listeners.
That is, what is love language and what is it to us? What is ours? You ever wondered? Well, we're going to tell you today.
Yes, to explain what love language is, I actually have the definition brought up here right now. So the five love languages are five different ways of expressing and receiving love.
There's
words of affirmation,
quality
time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
Right. Okay, yeah. So actually, I've never looked into it really deeply or actually done this before, I'm curious. Looking at this list, what do you think you might be?
Me? I want to say acts of service, maybe.
Okay, what people can do for you.
Because
isn't that what it means? I think that's what it means.
I mean, yeah, I guess to put it in like a blunt way, I guess.
No filter here on Korean Cowboy.
Yeah, well, apparently not everyone communicates love, you know, receives love or sends love the same way. So I guess this is like a quiz or something that was made to, I guess, find your specific love language, right?
But, you know, the thing is like it says love language, but I don't think it's necessarily a significant other. It could just be love in general, right? Like, you know,
like platonic love or something.
Yeah, like platonic love, because that's still love, right? I think maybe I might be, this is going to sound really bad, but like needy, but words of affirmation. Does that sound needy? Because
yeah, that sounds like you.
Like I need people to tell me how much they love me. Okay, because if they don't say it, then I'm just gonna assume that you hate me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, listen. I don't know.
I mean, everyone is different, right? So there are people like, let's go one by one.
Okay. All right. I gotta pull out my phone too. Okay. Here we go.
So words of affirmation, right? So this is what.
But
receiving love through, I guess, words.
Mm.
You know, just like being told that you are loved or, you know, cared about. I think that's what words of affirmation means, right?
Okay. So basically, like, if you don't come into me and tell me that you love me or you tell me blah, 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 all this stuff, right?
Right.
Then I'm going to be like, oh, I guess they don't care.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, we're just taking a wild guess. We'll go through like the actual definitions in a bit.
I'm shooting in the dark here just by reading these. So let's see. Acts of service. I'm assuming this means like what people do for you. You know what I mean? Like what people can give to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like not necessarily like just give, but let's say like, cause I have like a broken wrist, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say like, I can't like, you know, like get a cup of water. If someone got me a cup of water, I'd be like, oh, thank you. Whether that be a friend or like a lover or whatever, I'd be like, I'd be appreciative of that. You know what I mean?
We're not talking about water with you. Okay. We've been through this. Joel, if you don't do the dishes, you don't love me. That's better. Okay. Next is what is next?
Receiving gifts.
Oh, material girl. We love it.
Yeah, I guess this one is, I guess, feeling loved or expressing your love to someone by buying them maybe material things. Me personally, are you checking out your teeth on the camera?
Is something in my. We just ate, guys. Hold on.
You got some gochugaru in your teeth, bro?
No, it's. Well, now you can see through my camera. Hold on.
Sorry, guys. You're making me wonder if I got something in my teeth, bro.
My pearly whites is back, guys. I'm sorry, that was really nasty. But anyway, the shout out to the PD for like pointing at his teeth and being like, or my teeth, I mean, rather. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I guess like we said, receiving gifts is, you know, expressing your love or feeling love by receiving material possessions. I personally think I'm a little far from this because I don't really care about material.
Me too. Like, I don't care. Like you could like, ooh, Gucci bag. And I'm just like, yeah. And
or like
to Dangun
or like a Kenzo t-shirt or something, you know?
Yeah. Oh, or like a Kenzo t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that you can pay rent with Kenzo t-shirts. Anyway, a funny story, you know, for another time.
A different story about that.
The next one though, I think I can relate here. Quality time. Isn't that like a given though? Like people that you want to be hanging out with or people that like care about you will want to hang out with you. Isn't that right?
Right. But I also think quality time is different just from like time spent together, mm-hmm. because you can be with someone, but it won't necessarily be like quality time. You know what I mean?
I think it depends on how concentrated that person might be on you and how you might be. Like, you could be together, but if you're like both just diddly-daddling on your phones, and like, is that quality time?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think it's how you utilize your time with your significant other or your friends or whatever.
Listen, but you know what though? I'm going to be honest. I can still care for you and be on my phone and be playing Candy Crush. Doesn't mean I don't care about you. I just having a damn hard time with this level. I've been stuck on the same one forever now.
I feel like you've been telling me this for like weeks.
Well, I'd be getting stuck every other day.
Bro,
so.
Just spend like $5 and get the items, bro. What do you mean?
No, I don't spend real money on games. We're going off on a tangent. Go back. Right. Rewind.
And the last one is physical touch. So maybe that may be like, you know, like holding hands, mm-hmm. kissing, like mm-hmm. whatever physical touch may be.
Like, you know, a light brush of the shoulder or a light sweep of their hair. You know, that kind of
thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm. I mean, that's pretty nice. Although I don't particularly like people touching me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just in general.
Either.
Like, I don't like to be touched. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we have these five, I guess, different love languages. Mm-hmm. And we actually have like the test. We found one online. I guess we're gonna try it out and see what our specific love languages are, and then we'll discuss.
So, are you in the thing?
Whoops, I'm in airplane mode. Let me
switch
to the Wi-Fi.
You know, you could just turn it on silent, right?
I know, but my phone still vibrates. So,
okay.
Just in case.
All right, let me know when we're in.
Love language quiz for couples, singles, teens, and children.
Yes.
Take this quiz to discover your primary love language and what it means and how you can use it to better connect with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
When you are finished, you may print, share, or save your results for future reference. They will not be saved automatically.
Okay. We don't need to know. Once I know, I know. You know. All right.
So we're going to start the quiz.
Okay. First question is, how do you describe yourself? And the options are, I am an adult, I am a teenager, I am taking the quiz for my child. Very much an adult.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
I am an adult.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not that you can't not tell by looking at us, but okay. I might be look like a teenager though, actually. I don't know. What do you think?
Nah.
I mean, you with this whole situation going on, you look like the Grizzly Man.
I shaved yesterday, guys. All right. Okay. Second question is, how do you describe yourself? And the two choices are, I am in a relationship or I am single. I think we're both I am single.
Yeah,
right?
I am single, yeah. Okay. I mean, that was easy.
The third one, it's more meaningful to me when, number one, someone I love sends me a loving note, text, email for no special reason. Or choice number two, I hug someone I love. It's more meaningful to me when.
This is hard.
I'm going to go with the hug.
I'm going to go with the text/note/email. I'm assuming phone calls fit in there too.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, just like a random, you know, thing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say hug.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend time, alone time with someone I love, just us. Someone I love does something practical to help me out. Number one, right? Oh, that's for me. I spend alone time with someone I love, just us. That's
yeah.
what I feel.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that one.
I mean, the second one is more along the lines of like, you know, oh, do the dishes for you or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on the first
one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love gives me a little gift as a token of our love, of concern for each other. Or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with those I love.
I'm going to go with the second choice.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Man, we don't need no gifts.
Please.
All the gifts are nice.
I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. But I don't need them.
Immaterial things are more important.
Yes.
I'm not a material girl, so, you know.
Our next question. It's more meaningful to me when, number one, someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with the project, or number two, I can share an innocent touch with someone I love.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Does something unexpected to help me with the project? What do they mean by a project? Like a PowerPoint?
It could be like a PowerPoint maybe or something. Or let's say like you're building like maybe like you're let's say you're building a building or something, and then like you fell asleep and like your friend or someone like worked on it while you were sleeping or something. Maybe, you know.
Who the hell is building buildings?
That's just a big scale there.
I mean,
I'm just saying, for example, all right.
I don't like people touching my projects. I like to do them myself, so I'm gonna go with number two. I can share an innocent touch with someone I love.
I'm going to go with someone I love does something unexpected for me to help me with the project.
To finish your building. All right.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love puts their arm around me in public or someone I love surprises me with a gift.
The arm around me in public is the gift. Is it not? I mean, I would think so. I'm going with that one. I don't need a gift.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with you on that.
Okay. Next question. It's more meaningful to me when I'm around someone I love, even if we're not really doing anything, or I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm around someone I love. Oh, this one's hard. I can be comfortable holding hands, high-fiving, or putting my arm...
I'm going to go with number one.
Yeah, me too.
If you're around someone you love and you're not really doing anything, but it still feels like, you know, special, then yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's meaningful.
Mm-hmm. It's more meaningful to me when I receive a gift from someone I love versus I hear from someone I love that they love me. Oh, definitely number two.
Number two, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to someone I love. I am complimented by someone I love for no apparent reason.
I'm just saying...
I think number two.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more meaningful to me when I get the chance to just hang out with someone I love. I unexpectedly get small gifts from someone I love. Number one.
Yeah, hanging out.
Dude, what are some materialistic ass people out here. I mean, jeez.
What? God damn.
Man, y'all need to like...
Material-ass questions. All right. It's more meaningful to me when I hear someone I love tell me I'm proud of you or someone I love helps me with the task.
Number one.
I'm number two.
Number two, someone helps you with the task?
Yeah.
I don't like people messing with my tasks.
I'm proud of you. Words of affirmation, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's more meaningful to me when I get to do things with someone I love or I hear supportive words from someone I love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both are good.
Yeah, I'm going to say number two.
Get to do things with someone I love or hearing supportive words from someone I love. I think hearing supportive words is like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love does things for me instead of just talking about doing nice things. Does things for me instead of just talking. Well, okay. I feel connected to someone I love through a hug.
So I think the first one is someone who actually does nice things instead of just talking about it.
Well,
like showing your actions through actions.
Actions speak louder than words.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, then number two for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think number one. Okay, I do think actions speak louder than words.
They do. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I hear praise from someone I love versus someone I love gives me something that shows they were really thinking about me. Is that a gift?
It could be a gift or...
Like a letter.
Or a letter. Something. It could be anything, yeah. I'm going to go number two.
Yeah, I don't need a lot of praise. I'm not needy like that. Okay, it's more meaningful to me when I'm just able to just be around someone I love versus I get a back rub from I hate back rubs. I don't like any kind of massage, anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with number one, yeah?
Yeah, number
just
one.
Just being able to like be yourself around someone.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, guys. We are like not even halfway through this quiz.
I know. This is a long-ass quiz, man.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love reacts positively to something I've accomplished or someone I love does something for me that I know they don't particularly enjoy.
Oh.
I'm going to go number two. Because they're going out of their way, you know, like...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Going out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm able to be in close physical proximity to someone I love, or I can sense, or I sense someone I love showing interest in the things I care about.
I'm not number one.
I'm not number two.
Because like, I don't, if you really, really don't like something, but you force yourself to like it, do you really like it? That's what I'm thinking. What's your reasoning there?
I mean, showing interest in like liking something is different, right? So like, as long as like, they're at least trying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And after, like, the try, if, like, they don't like it, then it's like, okay, like, I understand. Like, you tried your best, you know?
I don't want anybody to, like, force themselves to like anything.
I think it's just, like, the effort that I personally think is appealing.
Right. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love works on special projects with me that I have to complete, or someone I love gives me an exciting gift. I am...
This is a hard one.
I am torn.
Yeah.
I don't like people messing with my stuff, but I also don't really care about gifts. Although, I guess in this situation, I'll say someone I love gives me an exciting gift. What is yours?
Yeah, because I mean, if it's a special project that we both started on together, then like that'd be different. But if it's like something that I've been working on, then like they just help me towards the end, I'd be like, maybe you might feel a little uncomfortable with that.
Look at us.
She take my money when I'm in need.
Yeah, she's a trap.
All right,
let's go.
It's more meaningful to me when I'm complimented by someone I love on my appearance or someone I love takes the time to listen to me and really understand my feelings.
Number two. First of all, no one needs a compliment because I know I'm hot, so it don't matter. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I like the confidence. It's good for you, man.
Yeah. Well, you don't learn that way? You'd rather hear a compliment than someone that takes, you know, listen to your feelings?
I mean, I don't really care if people compliment me on my, like, appearance or not, like.
I do it all the time, but I'm not, you know, in love with you or anything.
I mean, we all know what's up, you know. Anyway.
Oh, I love your confidence. Yeah, okay, whatever.
It's more meaningful to me when I can share a meaningful touch in public with someone I love, or someone I love offers to run errands for me. Oh, I'm going to say run errands for me, because I'm not really into the whole, like, public.
Where's my bell? Damn it. I need the bell. Jar!
Water!
Wait. Oh, hold on. I gotta read that one again. I was getting distracted on the bell comment. I can share a meaningful touch in public with someone I love. Not in public, though.
So PDA, or if someone that you love offers to help you with something.
I don't like PDA, so I'm gonna go with the second one.
Yeah.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love does something special for me to help me out. Okay, I get a gift from someone that I love put thought into choosing. I guess number two. You know what I mean? Like, because they put a lot of thought into it.
Right.
But
so it's the thought that counts, right?
I'm like a really independent person. So I don't really like, you know what I mean?
Someone I love does something special for me to help me out. I'm going to go number one.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't check their phone while we're talking with each other.
Okay.
Or someone I love goes out of their way to do something that relieves pressure on me.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I'm going to go number one.
It's
like a big pet peeve of mine if I'm like talking to someone like they're on their phone or something.
Yeah, you're right. Hold on. Wait, I got to read the second one again, though. Out of the way to do something that releases pressure on me. I have my own ways of pressure control, or stress control. So yeah, I'll go to number one.
Yeah.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when I can look forward to a holiday because I'll probably get a gift from someone I love. What's wrong with you people? And then I hear the words, I appreciate you, from someone I love. Number two.
Yeah, number two, yeah.
For sure. Okay.
I mean, not saying that gifts aren't like nice guys.
Oh, I'll take the gift.
We like gifts.
I like who doesn't like gifts?
Yeah, I'm not going to be like gifts, but there are other ways, you know.
Yeah, I mean, non-material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love and haven't seen in a while thinks enough of me to give me a little gift.
Okay.
Or someone I love takes care of something I'm responsible to do, but I feel too stressed to do it at the time.
Takes care of something. Once again.
I'm going to number two. Helps me take some load off my shoulders.
I mean,
if I'm like really stressed, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, I go number two also.
All right, next one.
It's more meaningful to me when someone I love doesn't interrupt me when I'm talking.
Yeah.
Or gift giving is an important part of the relationship that someone I love. If you interrupt me when I'm talking, and I talk a lot, so sit down and strap in, we got a problem. So I'm going to go with don't interrupt me.
Yeah, I hate being interrupted. Like this is
A and B conversation, so see your way out, you know.
All right, it's more meaningful to me when someone I love helps me out when they know I'm already tired, okay, or I get to go somewhere while spending time with someone I love. I'm going to go with number two.
I am very yemine, which is like, what is yemine in English? Like sensitive?
Like sensitive, yeah.
Sensitive when I'm tired. So I'm going to go with the tired one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love touches my arm or shoulder to show their care or concern versus someone I love gives me a little gift that they picked up in the course of their normal day.
I'm going to go with number two on this one. Because a little gift can be like anything, you know?
It could be a nice little letter. Or
like
it could
a little
be
like letter, something. Flowers or something, right?
I mean,
it doesn't necessarily have to be a Gucci bag.
Because like if I'm in love with, you know, if I'm like love someone, I mean, I feel like a touch to the arm or shoulder should not even be a big deal. So I'd say number two.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love says something encouraging to me, or I get to spend time in a shared activity or hobby with someone I love. In a shared activity or hobby? I'm going to go with number two.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's more meaningful to me when someone I love surprises me with a small token of their appreciation versus I'm touching someone I love frequently to express our friendship.
Oh.
I'm going to say number two.
I'm going to go with number one.
Number two. I'm going to go with number two because like I said, I'm needy.
So we're nearing the end of the quiz right now, guys. Mm-hmm. So before we get the final results, let's try to decide what each of us get.
I got to go back and look at what the thing is. Of course, I can't go backwards. Otherwise, I cancel the thing.
Yeah.
What were the things again? Gift giving, words of appreciation, touching.
Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch.
I'm going to say Aaron is the same as me. What I think I was.
What are you? What
hearing things.
Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Yeah. What do you think I am?
I think you're definitely words of affirmation.
Okay.
For sure. I think me personally, I think I might be acts of service. I think.
Yeah, no, you don't know. Where's my bell? Jar!
All right, so it's more meaningful to me when someone I love helps me out, especially if I know they're already busy.
Uh-huh.
Or I hear someone I love tell me that they appreciate me.
Oh my God, number two. Well, if you say that you appreciate me, that instantly makes my day better. It makes me more productive.
I think number one for me.
Number one?
Because if like someone's already busy, but like they're still taking time out of their day to help me,
mm-hmm.
that's something I could appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
It's more meaningful to me when I get a hug from someone whom I haven't seen in a while,
mm-hmm.
or I hear someone I love tell me how much I mean to him or her.
Number two, hugs are dime a dozen, but real words are rare.
I think number one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're very into, it's very action oriented with you. You know what I mean?
Okay, mine came out.
Mine is, oh, whoa, what?
Oh, they actually have like a bell for one of the results.
Low key, it looks like the Google icon. But
let's take a screenshot so we can show the people what our.
Okay. So I got, I'm sure we're going to just put the picture or the screenshot into the thing, but I got 30% yellow, which is a quality time, 27% words of affirmation, 17% hand. I think that's touching.
If you touch it, it'll show.
13%. You're not going to believe this. 13% bell. Jar! Can you believe that? It's literally the icon. We actually have a bell, but I totally forgot to use it today. Sorry, guys. It's for my Aaron impersonation. Do my laundry and fold. Leave on my bed accordingly. And 13% present. Gift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got 37% quality time. That's my primary love language.
Mm-hmm.
27% acts of service.
Okay.
13% words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
13% receiving gifts.
Okay.
And then 10% physical touch.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So quality time, what it says is in quality time, nothing says I love you with full undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
Being there for this type of person is critical, but really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all chores and tasks on standby makes you feel truly special and loved.
Right.
Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's spending uninterrupted time talking with someone else or doing activities together, you deepen your connection with others through sharing time.
I agree.
Yeah.
So Aaron and I are both the same, I guess, because I got the highest one being quality time also.
What percent did you get?
30.
30? Okay.
Although it did switch with the bell and the talking one, I think, with you. So, like, your acts of service?
Yeah.
That you got more than I did. What'd you get? Like, 20-something, right?
27%.
Oh, my Lord. Well, that's okay, because you know what? I mean, I already knew that, but whatever. Jar!
Well, what was your least one?
Gifts.
Gifts.
What was yours?
Physical touch.
Oh.
My God. Well,
what a saint.
My second lowest one was receiving gifts.
Yeah. I don't need no damn gifts. I mean, you know, the gift is... you, the person. Wasn't that nice?
So annoying.
Well, you know, that's the thing, though. Like, I don't know. I feel there are some people that like gifts more. You know, like, yeah. You know, like, if you don't buy me this or that, then you don't love me. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there are people like that.
And I that's totally fine. It's just, you wait for me. That's it, okay? Okay, I need people with quality time. I don't need no touching. Well, maybe a little bit of touching, but not too much, you know, because it's PG. Just kidding. but also, no gifts. We don't need that because I like to be the breadwinner in any friendship/relationship. So there we are with that.
Okay, yeah. So I guess our results for the love language quizzes are both quality time.
Mm-hmm.
The other love languages, I guess, varied between us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess our biggest one was quality time. And we actually have... I have a chart right now that shows you the five love languages, what it is, how to express it, and like after conflict.
Right? Okay.
So let's go through this. Words of affirmation. What is it? Verbal compliments that express your love and appreciation.
Okay.
How to express it? Brag to others about your spouse. Write love letters.
Okay.
After conflict, speak words that build security and initiate a sincere apology.
I do that. I'm very quick to resolve conflict with my words. I like to do that. Acts of service. I think I know where we're going with this one. All right. What is it? Any act that eases the burden of responsibility. Okay. Something, you know, you do something. Wash your dishes. Or this is how to express it. Wash the dishes. Pamper your spouse. Offer, let me do that for you. Okay. Having more flashbacks here. Fill my bathtub. Right, but we're not, we didn't, you know. But after conflict, make behavior changes requested through conflict. Submit. That is the answer. Submit.
Oh, my ass.
You know, conform to my standards.
My
ass. I'm just kidding, guys.
All right. Okay. So the one that we got the most was quality time. So what is it? Focused and undivided attention spent together.
Mm-hmm.
How you express it. Turn off electronics. Go for a walk. Plan date nights. Start a hobby together.
Okay.
And after conflict, what do? You make eye contact, active listening with empathy, and don't interrupt.
See, I don't like that though.
Why?
Don't too much. If I'm like angry at someone, right? And they're like, you know, I want to try and talk it out or whatever, and listen. And they're just like dogging me out. Like that's just gonna make me more mad. I think. I don't know. It's weird. Don't make eye contact with me when I'm mad.
I hate being interrupted. Like yeah. Especially in an argument, it's like I started my case first. Let me get it off first, and I'll let you talk. It's like you don't have to like butt in, you know, like in the middle.
Do you though?
I really hate when people butt in.
I'm kidding.
All right, next one.
Giving gifts. What is it? Tangible symbols that reflect your thoughtfulness and effort. Oh, yeah, that's about right. Okay, how to express it. Make birthday and anniversary special. Surprise them with their favorite treat. All right, after conflict, give a small token of your love and an apology note. I think I'm on the wrong page here because giving gifts is more like, it says give a small token. I was thinking more like a big token. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I was thinking like a, hey, I'm so sorry. Here's a Louis Vuitton wallet. Or something, you know, like that's what I was thinking or something, you know?
Or if you're really, really like just that kind of guy or girl, it might be a Kenzo shirt. I'm just saying. I don't know. We're going to have to send this to our friend that knows the story behind this. But anyway.
That's a totally different story, guys. All right. Next one is physical touch. And what is it? A non-sexual touch that reinforces your presence.
Okay.
How you express it, long hugs, gentle caressing, kissing, massages, and holding hands.
All right.
After conflict, hold each other without saying a word, cuddle together in bed.
All right, Fabio, whatever.
And these are based on the 5 love languages written by Dr. Gary Chapman. What's up, Dr. Chapman?
Wait, I know that name. Why do I know that name? Gary Chapman. Well, that's Gary Coleman.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, wrong guy.
That's about Gary Coleman.
Okay, yeah, okay. So basically this is pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, I think all in all, it's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm. I think I fit into the two biggest ones I fit into, words of affirmation and quality time. Those are the ones that really, you know, hit the spot, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so the top two, like you said, you got quality time and words of affirmation, mm-hmm. right? And then I got quality time and acts of service. I think that's pretty spot on for both of us, I think.
After conflict, makes behavior changes requested through conflict. I mean, that's decent. Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So we finished our love language quiz. Mm. We explained to you guys what the love languages are.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave a link in our little bio description if you guys want to take the test. Let us know what you guys get in the comments.
Right.
Be interesting.
Yeah.
I've never done this, so that's actually, like, very interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... But you know what, though? I was like, oh, love language is probably, like, this like, kitschy quiz on the internet or something. But it actually makes sense.
I think it's, like, a scientific, like...
Yeah. Quiz. I mean, Gary Chapman knows what he's talking about, guys.
Yeah, he's
okay?
A doctor, guys.
Don't ignore him.
Dr. Gary Chapman made the quiz.
He has a PhD in this stuff, I'm sure. I don't know. But what do you call it? Yeah, you guys should definitely... do the same quiz and put it into the comments what you guys are, because I'm actually curious. I don't think I might know anybody that's like a real material girl, but I really want to know if they, you know, that you guys are out there or just anybody, any of the other love languages. Like, it's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, like, everyone is different how mm-hmm. they give love and how they want to receive love.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is their own person. So let us know in the comments what you guys get.
Yeah.
Honestly, let us know your top two.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know your top two, just like ours. But you know what, though? Regardless of what love language you are, I think the one thing that we all know about love is that you guys all love this podcast. So you guys should definitely leave your comments or subscribe to our YouTube channel or listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Podcasts. Ain't that right, Aaron?
Yes. You can also follow us on our... Oh, we're going to end it like that.
Did you like that little transition? I'm such a pro.
You guys can also follow us on Instagram at the Korean Cowboys Podcast. We also have a Twitter, Korean_Cowboys. We also have a TikTok that we haven't been very active on. Mm-hmm. But like Joel said, if we get a certain amount of views, he will do a TikTok challenge. He will do a TikTok challenge.
If we get a certain amount of views, he will do the challenges.
Exactly.
But you know what? I'm willing to make that sacrifice. Why? Because regardless of my love languages, I love all of you guys.
You know what this is? I appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Acts of service. Thank you very much for taking the initiative.
Hey, you know what? After this is over, I'm going to his house to vacuum. He's making me do it. Hey, guys, blink twice if you need help. Save me. Jor! I'm just kidding, guys.
All right, guys. We'll be back next week with another fun and exciting topic. We hope you guys have a great week. And yeah.
We're out of here.
We're out of here.
Ready? Three, two, one. Love!
Bye, guys. Let's see this impression that you have of me, buddy.
Okay. Oh, okay.
My name is Erin, and I think my love language is acts of service. So Joel, fill my bathtub, do my laundry, and fold, leave on my bed accordingly.
Man, I failed that one. Damn.
Clown. Subscribe.